From Bravery Media, this is Appendix B. I am Joel Goodman. With me is Kristen Van Dorn. We have been talking about
the customer-based brand equity pyramid.
And we are finally to the top of the pyramid, and we're going to talk about brand resonance, which is where a lot of people want to start, but you shouldn't. You should go back 3 episodes and listen to the rest of this little mini series. But yes, Kristen, let me do a short recap of the first 3 levels of the pyramid and then dive into brand resonance.
Yeah. So your first level is brand salience, and that's about awareness. So that's about making sure that your prospective customers know who you are, and when they're making a decision about, say, what university to apply to, that your university pops up in their mind as one of several options. The next level is about brand meaning. And that's divided into 2 halves. One is imagery and one is performance. But it's all about capturing like that abstract space that we fit into in a consumer's mind. So what kinds of evaluations do they have about our products and services? Do they think that these are pretty like well-performing products? Do they think that they fit into the marketplace exactly where they're willing to pay? That's kind of that level, right? And so then the next level is going to be brand response. And so you might think that this might have to do with our responses out to our customers, but really it's about like the response evoked inside our customers. So that's looking at their judgments and feelings. So if they have an abstract concept of who you are in the second level, the third level is when they make judgments about whether or not they like you, whether or not they trust you, whether or not they feel like this could be something that could work well in their lives.
And so like the prime example would be like purchasing your product or applying to your institution or even accepting, depositing when they have been accepted to your institution.
Yeah. And then so the last level is brand resonance. And brand resonance is when a customer says, what does my use of your product say about me? So that's when they're willing to say, I want your brand on all of my stuff. I want to look like I'm a walking ambassador for you. So that's like when, you know, those in brand research classes, they always talk about Harley Davidson. That's because Harley Davidson, you know, whether you like motorcycles or not, they hit that resonance every time. When people like really resonate with Harley, they're Harley people. You know, they're wearing Harley Davidson t-shirts and jackets, you know, like they're talking about their Harley Davidson, you know, they're going on weekend trips on their Harleys, you know, like it's a lifestyle change.
Right.
So that's what that tippy top of the brand equity pyramid represents. It's when you're kind of embedded in their lifestyle. And to some respect, when you think about how universities work, we kind of end up achieving brand resonance just because of the very nature of our product, in the sense that we are interwoven with our customers' lives. Right. That like once they're in an attending student, we are like a heavy feature to their day-to-day life. Now, the question is do they love us enough? Do they think highly enough of us that they want to make sure that their social circles know that about them? Or are we their best kept secret?
Right. So this echoes back to something I said in the first episode in this series, where you know, when you're just trying to get salience out there, hearing from other people the name of the school is really nice, right? Like that's something that's really beneficial in getting people that may have been unaware of you to remember it, because there's a little bit more power behind it. But this is how you get to that point of people talking about you. It's that they have actually decided that their life is worth being attached to your brand, to what you have out there in the world, for whatever those reasons are. And I think in higher ed, one of the more powerful ones is just around the student experience. And I think it's one of those ones that there's still so much opportunity that's been untapped in our industry. In most cases, if every college or university was focused on the student experience being extremely, extremely good, I think we would have, well, I don't know, probably competition would be at least as fierce as it is now, but it would be a different sort of ferocity. You would be, you would be competing on the good things about the industry. And I think in general for higher ed, there would be a different image in the media in how people think about our industry and the work that we do in any case. But apart from that, what are some other examples of how this plays out?
Yeah, so this can play out from day one of being accepted, where they're so excited to wear a sweatshirt or a t-shirt with your name on it, all the way to alumni who come back year after year to volunteer, or students that go from being undergrads to being master's students at your institution, or taking post-bac certificates and like other professional development courses, or just being involved in their department, keeping in touch, mentoring future students. Like, there's all different levels of this brand resonance that will really percolate if you are getting that student experience correct, or that prospective student experience correct. Because again, this can happen right away for you if it's something that your prospective student, your current, like your recently accepted student, if they feel like it lends them some value in their social circle for them to be seen as affiliated with you.
So I maybe a hot take, Kristen, or at least a hot take question. I think a lot of times our institutions will focus on like outcomes content, we'll focus on touting, you know, the person that went on to do the thing at big company and is, you know, is successful, while ignoring any of the aspect of, did they have a good experience? Like, were they talking about the school on their own? Or I think this is also similar to the trend that I don't know is still as big as it was, but the trend of using paid influencers to market to our, you know, prospective students. To me, it feels forced. It feels ungenuine, and in some ways, like, I think might work against all of that work that's been done to build up a brand just by virtue of it not really being real.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I love this hot take. I'm going to jump on it. Here's what I think's happening. I think that, unfortunately, the structure of higher education doesn't lend itself to a really savvy brand resonance campaign because marketers and branding professionals don't have a lot of influence on the product. So we can't do anything about it. We don't even hear about it if a student is having a bad experience, or if a student is having a mediocre experience, or if a student just is maybe sort of like unhappy or just mildly happy, but not enough for them to say, I want my family and friends to know that I went here.
Right. And I think it's a little bit short-sighted of our industry to only treat those students as though they're having learning difficulties. You know, they're having challenges to keeping up with classwork and homework and all that sort of stuff. I think a lot of times the experience around living on a campus, the relationships that you develop when you're, you know, when you're with a group of people. I mean, I think this is the same for online students as well. That definitely affects how well you learn. It's not just about, are they smart enough? Have they caught up enough? You know, I think the early warning systems that get put in place on campuses tend to maybe not ignore, but they tend to not address the social part of it, which I think marketing, branding, the work that we do on the creative side, on the messaging side, on the care and hospitality side of what higher ed does could help a lot of that stuff as well. But those feedback loops aren't put into place. The siloing and sectioning off of the various tasks don't take into account this more holistic vision of what the entire experience is.
Yeah. So my secret dream is that a university would understand this at a leadership level and say, we're going to do things that are going to fix the student experience, like take care of the whole student, not just the academic student. And we're going to do that through selective hiring. We're going to hire people for the care and commitment they show to students, yeah. not just their research capability or how well they can pitch themselves in a conversation in front of a faculty job talk. That we're going to invest real funding into a very strategic and aligned student affairs practice. So that it's not just these silos, like you go here if you have this problem, you go here if you have this identity, you go here if you want to get this process done, like that it's all this very integrated plan where students have almost more of like a concierge experience with their department. Like, I'm going to take care of that for you. I'm going to make sure that you have this. I'm going to think ahead and know that this is coming. And how do I make sure that your hand is held so it doesn't feel like such an administrative burden just to make it through the everyday of being a student?
Yeah. And I think the point here is that education is a lot more than just the strict academic side of it. You're learning, when especially in undergrad, you're learning to be a person in a lot yeah. of ways. You know, you're learning how to deal with other people, how to work within systems. And it's not as helpful to just be shoved into something, especially something that's broken or something that isn't optimized and expected, when every other experience you have in life is optimized for you. And I think it does so much damage to the kind of accidental brand of higher education that we see making its way out into the world these days, simply because there isn't leadership, or enough leadership anyway, that have decided to put that student experience first in what their institution does. Appendix B is a production of Bravery Media. If you enjoy the show, please consider leaving a rating or a review on your podcast streaming service of choice. It helps other higher ed pros find us. Thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you next time.